Today we have a special show. My name's Justin Miller, by the way. Today we have a band from Chicago called Midstates.
Yep. Hello.
All right, and they are playing at TT the Bears tonight at 8 o'clock in the what is it? $8 at the door, something like that.
So. Yeah, like $7-$8.
There's gonna be some tickets left, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in Cambridge. They're from Chicago. I'm also from Chicago.
Yeah.
And let's see, you said Angel is from the north side?
Yes.
And you're from the south side?
Yeah. Near U.S. Cellular Field.
So are you a White Sox fan?
Fairweather fan, yes.
All right, well, please leave the studio because
sorry.
I'm a diehard Cubs fan, and
I
can't seem to get a break.
Well, you probably don't like baseball, then.
I'm going to let that one slide because you're in the studio. It's uncomfortable. But yeah, rim job. Thanks for that. One thing I do when people come in and bands come in, they a lot of times in interviews, people ask who are your influences and stuff like that. I don't like to do that because whenever I ask bands influences, they say like these abstract, like really abstract and inane influences, and it makes me feel really dumb. Like I remember I listened to an interview with the with Interpol. And they said like one of his influences was like this old Motown jazz musician, and I was thinking like, and I was just thinking, what about that interview? Who you know doesn't know anything
James
about?
Jamerson?
Yeah, Scrappy McDoo,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And
you can't
pretend like you know who that band is, and like, oh yeah, I know, I see it in your music. No, you don't. You don't see that in his music. What are you talking about? They're talking about ex-girlfriends and sadness, and this guy's, you know, playing the trumpet to the depression.
It's whatever they feel like that
yeah.
day.
They like they say because it makes them sound smarter and stuff like that. And
right.
Anyways, who is your favorite band? Don't say influences because like we just talked about why.
I like Michael McDonald a lot. he's been really instrumental. Doobie Brothers, definitely.
Okay, you can also leave the studio.
We
have no band anymore.
New Order and,
I like New Order.
I love New Order. And Scott Walker. Not mm-hmm. saying that he's pretentious, but he is pretty popular again now.
Yeah.
And
I like the Beatles, of course.
Oh, obviously.
The Beatles blow.
Not yeah, like he doesn't like the Beatles.
Who else?
You're more of a Monkees man.
I am. Yeah. The Dave Clark Five.
It's either you like the Beatles or the Monkees. I've always found that out.
I love
you like
actually.
Beatles or Elvis. I'm more of an Elvis.
I like Elvis, yeah.
Yeah,
like
especially the 70s stuff with the Las
Cash?
Vegas Orchestra.
Yeah.
You know, it's everything's poppers. Huge and really grandiose.
Like Elvis great. Was also huge in the 70s.
Yes.
Physically. And,
yes, he was.
And what about Johnny Cash?
Oh, yeah, I love
yeah,
Johnny
of course,
Cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially now he's got all this popularity from
yeah,
the...
Yeah, I know. It's terrible when you die, you get more popular.
Yeah. Ray Charles, another guy that you
yeah.
hear about. It's great.
Yeah.
Bobby Dylan, you know.
Bobby
this
Dylan.
Goes on and on and on.
Yeah, not so much on Bobby Dylan.
On my side.
So anyways, we're playing yeah, tonight at TT the Bears in Massachusetts.
With our good friends.
Cambridge, Massachusetts. With our good friends,
American Princes.
And I'm not sure who's playing locally. But there are tickets still available
oh, yeah.
at the box office.
Yeah.
And
it's not Ticketmaster either, so
no, we don't deal with Ticketmaster usually.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
We're like Pearl Jam, you know. We like to do it in the
we are nothing like Pearl Jam.
Yeah,
I personally, you guys have better hair than Pearl Jam.
Thank you very
thanks,
much.
Thanks.
I appreciate
of course,
it.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, I gotta plug your websites.
Oh, yeah,
it's midstatesmusic.com.
Yeah,
web exclusives.
Yeah.
Those are personally my favorite of you
stuff
guys.
You
no offense.
Stuff we don't play live because they're studio creation.
Right, and it's very heavy synthesized too, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
I'd also like to dedicate this next song to these two young ladies that are up hanging out. Hello. So.
They don't even.
This is a brand new. This is actually past the new album. So
oh wow.
This is a LaSalle College exclusive.
Oh. Wow.
Get your tape decks ready. If there's tape decks left.
1, 2, 3,
I sure hope
4,
not.
5, 6, 7, 8.
It's all we have. There's no more time. There's only death.
have to bear. I don't know if you care all the things you dare. We all have to bear. I don't know if you care all the things you dare. We all have to bear. I don't know if you care all the things you dare. We all have to
that song.
Thanks. That's world exclusive here.
What was it called?
It's called No More Time for Thee.
Oh, God, I wish I could hear you guys right now.
what?
I wish I could hear you guys right now. My ears are ringing. No, it's good. It's good. Yeah, so, what was it? MySpace.com/midstates.
You can post there, and then we have the MP3s and stuff on our own site.
Yeah. There's a lot of them. There's seven, I think, or seven or eight I counted.
Yeah, there's almost a whole album's worth of
material. Yeah, it's good stuff.
We're still trying to create the buzz, so.
It'll come. Now, what record label you want again?
We're on two right now. One's called Mental Monkey Records, which is kind of it's an Oakland-based label.
Yeah.
That is run by this guy Aaron McAvoy. He's in this band called Change, and he's a really pretty obscure kind of guy, kind of legendary. Yeah. Pete Dots meets I don't know, David Bowie or something.
Uh-huh.
And it's and he runs a label by himself. It's a really small indie label, but then for this release, he partnered up with this bigger Sony independent label.
Yeah, yes.
Called Reincarnate Music.
Oh, there's another band that I know that's on that.
There's a lot of bands. Yeah, it's kind of like a boutique label, and there are a lot of like kind of older has-been groups that end up on there. Like I think Sir Mix-a-Lot's on there, and MC Light,
Eric Idle.
But they also do some new stuff. Kind of like they're kind of basically using their Sony leverage to help. Yeah.
Well, you must be flattered if he figured you were worth the risk to go to another label
they kind of split the release. They split the cost, and he does more of the grassroots kind of stuff. Like actually, he was the one who hooked us up with you guys.
Yeah.
And then Sony takes care of the distribution, which means that if anybody knows who we are, they can order it anywhere in the world. I mean,
and Sony is not a bad label to be on, right?
Yeah,
I have that name attached to you. Oh,
still survive. Cause you know it now, and I will know it if you show it, and then you'll know what's under there. What's under there? Cause you know it, and you'll know it, and I will know it.
That song, it's good stuff. It sounded good live over the radio too, so
yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Wake up your mind, because I've been watching you. Not quite sure why. Can we see this through? I don't care what people say, because they'll never help me. Trying to find out, is it all?
right, I have the CD now of you guys. I'm going to play before as we go out, but I had one more question. I know that your full band, you have a lady in the band, right?
Yes, Sasha.
Now, how does that work when you're on tour? Now, I see, I've heard that a lot of times girls who tour with bands and guys, they don't care about, like, the, you know, the guys.
She's been with us for
3-4 years now.
Long time. She's used to us. You know, she's a school teacher. She teaches second grade. So she's actually joining us for the tour on Friday.
Oh.
That just happens to be her spring break, so she's flying down to Charlotte.
That's a late spring break.
Yeah. So she's gonna be there for all next week.
That's cool.
Which is like our middle week of the tour.
Yeah.
And then she'll be back. But yeah, she's pretty open minded, I guess, about that stuff.
She bring a friend on tour? There a lot of girls bring friends on tour.
No. There's no room in the van.
Yeah.
That's good.
We'll be your friends.
Yeah.
We're your friends.
We're your only friends.
Deal with it.
I'm sure she's thrilled with that.
Yeah.
Now you guys are playing in Brooklyn tomorrow.
Yeah, North 6, if anyone is listening in the New York City area,
right,
or the Brooklyn area. We're going to be playing at North 6 tomorrow night, and then we have a day off, and then Charlotte on Saturday.
It's a good day. Good day to have off in New York, you know.
Yeah.
And
well, actually, we'll be driving, but heading south. But yeah.
Should be nice weather though. Nice
driving weather. Good driving weather then.
Finally warmed up a little bit, which is nice. So.
And how many more shows do you have left in the tour?
Oh jeez, most of them. We just started.
Weekend,
so.
This is our show 5.
Yeah.
So we got probably 18, right?
I think there's like 20 total or something like that.
Poor bastards.
So about 15 more, yeah.
And you just got back from California?
Yeah, we did San Francisco the weekend before we started. We usually, I can drive out there because there's not a whole lot of shows for us to do in between Chicago and San Fran. So we end up...
It's kind of a broad place.
Right. We fly out and we borrow a bunch of gear, which is always interesting because, you know, you never know what kind of drum kit some kid's going to loan us. What kind of amps. Sure. Yeah. But luckily, Southwest Airlines is nice about letting us bring our guitars. Yeah. Like, it's carry-ons.
Southwest, yeah. Southwest is like the most laid-back airline ever. It's like $50 to go cross-country now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's unofficially the airline of mid-states.
That's right. anyways, this is the show. We have. I'm going to play a studio track. It's called, was it Sound Lake?
Yeah.
Sound Lake, I like this song too.
Excellent.
It's a gentle one.
Yeah, yes. I want to go out. I don't want to go out with a bang.
No.
We want to leave them wanting more.
That's what we always try to do.
Right.
Always leave them wanting more.
This is our gentle breeze to you, listeners.
Yes.
Yes, gentle breeze. I don't know what that means. But we're just going to play the song, we're going to unpack, and then. All right. See you guys later. Thank you.
Thank you.